people call me Maurice.
306 DG Ass on KMOX. Steroid Kevin?
Yeah, so let's talk a bit about, we're not really talking about Ronda Rousey as much as we are something that she came out with here in the last week or so. Do you know her story beyond just MMA and wrestling and all that stuff?
Not a great deal.
So it never really became a big deal, which is why you don't know about it, and it's part of the reason why I'm bringing this up. But 11 years ago, she was sharing like conspiracy theories about Sandy Hook. She had watched a video that was of a conspiratorial nature. She shared it and then eventually deleted it. And she's saying now, like, she's been wanting to apologize for 11 years, but people have told her not to, or
don't make a thing out of it.
It'll make you a bigger part of the story. But her point here, though, is she's trying to help people that are actually caught up in conspiracies. And I think it's fascinating to look at it, because how many people have we seen these stories about, or how many people do we know that have gone down too many rabbit holes? And they may not be all the way down there with Alex Jones, but they're down there and it's impacting the world and it's impacting how people are. We've never had more normies down conspiracy rabbit holes than we have now. Like, this is a thing. So I thought it was really interesting, because she's saying, I want the heat for doing something incredibly stupid and putting out misinformation. So I just wanted to read just a little bit of what she sent out, what I saw her post last week on social media. She said, I deserve to be hated, labeled, detested, resented, and worse for sharing that. I deserve to lose out on every opportunity. I should have been canceled. I would have deserved it. And then she goes on to apologize that this is all 11 years too late, that I've waited too long, essentially. But then she closed it out after the really long apology, saying, I should never have done this. I should have thought more clearly about it. I don't know why I thought it was smart to share. But she went on to finish with a message about to people, essentially, that have fallen down what she calls the black hole of BS. She said, it doesn't make you edgy or an independent thinker. You're not doing your due diligence, entertaining every possibility by digesting these conspiracies. They'll only make you feel powerless, afraid, miserable, and isolated. You're doing nothing but hurting others and yourself. And regardless of how many bridges you've burned over it, stop digging yourself a deeper hole. Don't get wrapped up in the sunk fallacy cost. No matter how long you've gone down the wrong road, you should still turn back. I find that to be fascinating, because she doesn't have to do this now, because it's not a story. Her thing kind of flew under the radar. I guess she deleted it quickly enough for it to not be that big of a thing. And she said she wanted to put it in her memoir, but then the publisher was like, don't do that, because then that's just going to be the story of the memoir and it's not going to be about anything else.
Yeah.
And now she's coming out and essentially saying, I started to go down the rabbit hole. Thankfully, others helped me not continue down that path. And I think, think about that. She's saying, I should have been canceled. And she believes she would have deserved it for the pain that sharing those things caused. Now, I don't necessarily want to agree on that. I think people screw up. But it's so good for people to see that you can screw up. And this is how you handle it.
It's very brave.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is how you handle it, saying, I was wrong. It was dumb. Here's why it was dumb.
Yeah.
It's not a half-assed kind of, well, I'm sorry if you were offended, or if I apologize if that offended you. This is legitimately saying, not only did I do wrong, I feel bad about it, and I want to help other people realize you don't need to keep going down this hole. Yeah. And I thought that part about the conspiracies, when you start to believe the conspiratorial mindset, of course it's going to stoke your fear. Because you think that these mystical, magical powers behind the scenes are controlling everything, and you don't have control over what's happening in the world. Well, what is that going to lead to? Right? It leads to fear taking over, which, I mean, look around. How many things do you see on a daily basis are all about fear and fear mongering? And your country is going to be taken from you. And that's happening with Democrats and Republicans. It's the end of democracy, no matter who wins. And that mindset of fear-mongering is a lot of what happens with conspiracies, right? You've gone down a lot of those rabbit holes, at least a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And I have too, but I've never fallen for it. Not because I'm special, but because I'm skeptical, right? I don't look at much of anything and be like, yep, I believe that. You got to convince me, and it's pretty hard to when you're doing it that way. But this is the time when we need more messages like this, from people that have made the mistake of buying things because it sounds like it makes sense.
One of the first ones I can think of. This is one of the first times that someone has said something like what she's saying now.
Yeah.
That, hey, I screwed up. It's been a while. And I got away with it. And all my smart friends are telling me not to bring it up again because I got away with it. Mm-hmm. But it's important. And I need to tell you guys.
Yeah. And we see that with other things, right? I mean, you've seen that. People have told those stories with alcohol and drug abuse or whatever, right? Like, I've been there. I know what it's like. And I want to help other people. This is a big problem now, especially with misinformation continuing to be such a big deal. And not just misinformation, disinformation. Because the best way to put people in a position where they're going to act in a certain way is to scare the crap out of them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as soon as you think there's no control in this, you're pretty easy to manipulate because you're feeling like somebody's got to get control back when the reality is that it never went away. It's just always been murky, and people don't like murky. They want answers, even if they're not real answers.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 318, and a really special guest in studio today. We're both going to try and get through this. Christina Foster Beagle. She grew up in the same hometown that I did, South Roxana. Go Shells. Went to school with my niece Tammy and reached out through Tammy because you have an amazing story.
Thank you.
And you're trying to do something good with it. So I'm just going to turn it over to you. You tell me your story. Tell me about yourself. Tell me about your brothers. Like, the KMOX audience needs to hear this.
Yes. I grew up in Roxana. I was raised by an alcoholic mom. My dad died when I was 4. She was a truck driver, so she was gone, you know, for months at a time. And then when I was 18, my first brother, Timmy, he was 20. He was the closest sibling I had. He was like my best friend. He was surrounded by the cops one night, and he took his own life. That was the most devastating thing for me because, you know, having somebody there all the time, and then all of a sudden, they're not there. So I internalized everything and tried to deal with it the best way I could. I ended up, you know, eventually becoming a drug addict. And, you know, growing up without him, I felt that loss. And then I had kids. I was a functioning addict. And then they grew up. And then before you know it, I was homeless, living on the streets. And in 2017, my best friend died of a drug overdose. And I had survivor's guilt, so I didn't go to her funeral. Then I was really trying to, like, kill myself with drugs. And then in 2009, it was December 8th, 2020, my second brother took his own life. He, you know, sent his wife to Applebee's, stepped out on the back steps, and took his own life. And that's when I was mad. I was mad at God. I was like, really? Because I was in the mindset of wanting to die, and he gets to die and I don't, because that's the mental illness, you know, more survivor's guilt. And my son picked me up and made sure I went to, because I was homeless, made sure I went to Uncle Jimmy's funeral. And on the way home, he pulled into a cemetery and he shut the truck off and he told me, "Mom, I need to know what kind of funeral you want. I need to know where you want to be buried. If I have to pay for it, I need to know." That's when I started crying. That's when I realized that my kids were going to watch me die. And he's like, "Mom, when are you going to do something you could be proud of?" And it was really devastating, you know. I didn't get clean off drugs. And a couple months later, a friend talked me into going to California. And we were going through Nevada. And we got pulled over by the cops. And the cop ran my name, and I had a fugitive warrant out of Madison County, and I sat 19 days in Battle Mountain, Nevada jail. It was so beautiful. Like, I needed that. God was showing me that I could be clean for the first time in all these years. I needed a timeout, and I was just, like, amazed. It was so beautiful. You can't be angry. Like, the mountains are beautiful. I got to come home through the Colorado Mountains. I come back, didn't have a fugitive warrant. They said it got dropped. And I promised God, I said, "If you get me into rehab, I won't look back." So I entered rehab, and my clean date is December 21st, 2021. And after going to my brother's, the cemetery where my mom and dad and my brother are buried, it's my mom and dad's 60th anniversary. I got clean on their wedding anniversary. Wow. Yeah. And so after that, I would go out to the Belt Park, and they had a memorial bench for my brother, my second brother, Jimmy. I'd go out there and write. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. This would be nice to start a memorial park, and, you know, for people lost to suicide or drug overdose, because a lot of people can't afford a burial place. And so I ended up getting some lawyers, and we incorporated. Well, first of all, while we were trying to name it, I was 11 months clean. And then my third brother on Thanksgiving took his own life. But this time, I was living in an Oxford house, and I had 11 months clean, and my perception was different. I wanted to live. I didn't want to die. I got to be the rock for my family. I got to pull my sister aside and be like, before we talk to their kids, this is their first suicide. This is our third. Let them blame whoever. So coming home from the funeral, Foster's Light in the Dark popped into my head. And it was God naming the nonprofit, because that was my maiden name. And we got it incorporated 2 months later, January 17th of 2023. And we had an event on July 7th, a chicken dinner in Edwardsville, Moose. And we got part of the proceeds. Well, they were so neat. They, like, donated all the money to us. And we finally have a website now.
Cool.
It's www.fosterslightinthedark.org. And we now have a memorial wall for suicide and drug overdose victims. And we're having a huge event Saturday at Russell Commons Parkway, or Park. And it's a candlelight vigil. We're going to memorialize the people that's already lost. But also we're going to have 13 recovery entities there that are, we're going to count up the clean time. And after the candlelight vigil and the moment of silence, we're going to let the community know how much clean time and recovery is amongst them and leave them with that hope shot.
Amazing.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, thank you. How could I not help people with what I've been through, you know? You know, just to let them know that their loved one will not be forgotten. And as long as, you know, when we get a memorial park, we're going to transfer that to the park for the donation of a brick. And we eventually want to work with the funeral homes in the corner to pay for the cremation and let them have a brick and offset them costs. They're going through enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's not a cause that you would think that other people are going to fight. It's a good one for you to pick.
I think so. So many people, like, you know, thought their loved ones were forgotten because they died for either or. But we got to be a voice. We have to put this out there. We got to get them help. You know, we got to be the voice for them and try to help the next person not sit with their mental illness or not, you know, be alone in drug addiction. Because, you know, both of it comes down to mental illness, and we need to help people. You know, we can be a voice, and we can change. We can change. It used to be hush hush and nobody could talk about it, but we got to make this loud and you know, let people know that we love them, and no matter what, you know, I've been homeless, and how can I not work with God to with the what I've been given? How can I not help somebody in my situation or my family's?
It's literally the best you can do.
Yeah.
It's literally the best.
And you're the perfect person for it.
Thank you.
I mean, you are.
I know. God thinks that I'm a public speaker sometimes. And I just disagree.
Well, you're doing all right. You're
doing a pretty great job right
now.
Yeah,
you're doing pretty well. You and me are the only ones who can talk right now. Like,
me and God got to talk there. No, yeah. No, he knows. I've gotten a lot of compassion. A lot of people, since we just got our website up, and they've been like, thank you for being a voice. Thank you for not forgetting our loved ones. And, you know, I'm human. I cry a lot. And it's good tears. But
yeah, you're in good company.
It's like, you know, I have amazing board. Like, the people that are on my board, I have one that has lost a brother to suicide. And I lived in an Oxford house with her. And we, you know, through even in recovery, we're still losing people that go back out the one last time and die. I have another one that she's passion driven. She's lost her dad, you know, we've all lost somebody, and my sister-in-law that lost my brother, we're helping people, and it's helping us in our grief.
Yeah.
If we could help and be a voice, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, like, people don't want to talk about it, but we have to.
Well, anything we can do here at the DGS, we will do. Saturday, what's happening?
Saturday at Russell Commons Parkway from 6 to 8:30. We're going to have 13 recovery entities. We're going to have Celebrate Recovery Alton, Celebrate Recovery Granite City. We're going to have Sacred Spaces of Care. We're going to have Chestnut. We're going to have Task. We're going to have Drug Court. We're going to have a bunch of them. There's so many NA. We're going to have a bunch of them. They're all going to be showing up and showing out because, you know, everybody's been affected by this.
So fosterslightinthedark.org, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll put a link to that on our Facebook. Okay. God love you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Seems I remember the good times.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Dave is with his grandchild for a couple days. Let's hear his live look for the weather.
Could not be with you live today. Grandson back in town, so we're having some fun at the pool with that. Now, as far as our weather is concerned, we know summer is back, and we know this is the last week of August, and it's going to be hot almost all week long. As far as the next couple of days, Tuesday, sunny, hot, moderate humidity. This is a little more of a southwest flow. That's a drier airflow compared to the direct southerly flow from the Gulf of Mexico. That helps a little bit, but 100 degrees on Tuesday. The record is 102, and it is an old-time record, 1881. So we're going to be close to that. Tuesday night, clear skies, 78th city holds in the 80s. Wednesday and Thursday, partly sunny, hot. A little bit of a bump up in humidity Wednesday and Thursday. That will lead to some spot, very limited thunderstorms, but 98 Wednesday, 98 again on Thursday. We do have a cool front pressing at us. It's going to take its time, but it does look like a little bump to scattered thunderstorms on Friday, and that's going to help drive our temperatures, high temperatures, back into the 80s. Right now, for the long Labor Day weekend, it does look like temperatures in the 80s, so let's just tolerate the next couple of days. There you have it. Stay cool if you can. Talk to you tomorrow.
Can we talk a little more about Christina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to get to know me very long to know sort of my worldview and the way I think about things and my recovery, so to speak. We see a lot of people shoved down our throats who are impressive and look what they can do, and they can spin plates and they can act and they can throw a baseball and whatever it is. She is impressive. I lost one brother to suicide. She lost three.
Yeah.
Her best friend to drug addiction. She was addicted to drugs. She was homeless. She was in jail. Like, don't tell me how cool you are. She is cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And to me, that's everything. It's like, whether I die with $1 million or none, or a big house or a little one, like, that's what matters.
Yeah.
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 The people you help is what matters.
The first thing that stood, well, not the first thing, but what stood out to me, listening to her, knowing the time frame and how fast it's turned for her, right? I mean, relatively speaking. Like, the last couple of years, gone from just being in recovery to now helping so many other people get through, is an amazing thing. And we hear, because of the way the world is the way that it is, we hear about all these achievements like you're talking about, the richest people in the world, the fastest people in the world. We hear a lot of people who want to talk about how tough they are. That's what toughness is, to endure difficulty for decades, and you come out on the other end of it and you're carrying other people to the finish line and you're helping other people get through. That's toughness, man. I don't want to hear about any of the other stuff. I don't want to hear about anybody's, you know, how brave you are to be a hard guy online. That right there is what toughness is.
Well, and especially to come at it with the attitude of, she just kept saying, like, how could I not help?
Right, right.
And that's just so, I mean, that's so, I literally can't find words for it. to go through everything she's gone through and then to take on this mantle of like, well, of course, what else am I supposed to do? I mean, that is so powerful.
About her son taking her to a cemetery.
Man, yeah. That's something. I mean, you'd think about, I mean, it almost feels, what's the right way to put it? Because when you have a kid, especially when they're kids, now her son was grown because he obviously he's driving and he's sending this message to his mom, but like your kids teach you a lot. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in goofy, childlike ways, and in this case, obviously, in a very adult, serious way, like sending you a message. I don't know that there's much more powerful message that you can receive than from your own kid. Yeah. Either affirmation or, you know, in this kind of case, like, you need to hear this because who cares about you more than mm-hmm. your kid, right? Mm-hmm. Who cares about a kid more than a parent? That connection is strong. That's amazing, though. I mean, so yeah, you know, I mean, we talk about her, but yeah, that her son's pretty important in this story too. Pretty sharp kid.
Mm-hmm. And having a place like she talked about, I mean, she has been homeless and she's been in a place where if she passed away, she wouldn't have had the money to be, you know, laid to rest.
Right.
And trying to put together a place, a beautiful place for people to go remember loved ones.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yep. For people that aren't going to have the means necessarily to do it or just for whatever reason, you know, you just don't know. Every one of these circumstances is so different, but at least having, you know, somebody who's got your back, right? Somebody who's there looking to support people that probably need it.
So great to see, because that's what keeps me punching.
Yeah.
Meeting people like Christina. Like, because you see so many people that are doing so much bad or so much neutral, time-wasty, seemingly, look at me. Look at the breakfast burrito I had. And we're just so used to that being our lives. And so much pick me, look at me, everyone turn around, look what I'm doing, like a little 4-year-old. And then you have someone like her, who, like Rach said, is so humble. It's not look at me. It's how could I not? What else was I supposed to do? Those are the heroes.
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
I'm glad you could talk during that.
Wheels was doing some heavy lifting.
I was doing okay. I mean, you know when you hear that someone has lost 3 brothers to suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've lost one, it's going to be a rough, this is going to be a tough putt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked in and Andrew's crying. And I'm like, I can't take Andrew crying.
I was reading the room a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's a hard story to hear. And then, but you know what's interesting too is, you're hearing her tell the story step by step. And you can tell there's parts that are really hard for her. But then it's almost symbolic that as she's telling it, she's regaining control and getting it out there. Because, A, that's important. But, B,
it's like a microcosm.
It's basically what we end up having to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Good guest.
Hopefully that gave a lot of people a lot of hope. And then I chased her down, like, into the parking lot to get a picture with her.
Yeah, that's up on Facebook now, along with a link to that website and the event going on this Saturday for people to check out.
Yeah. And then just growing up in South Roxana, too.
Yeah.
You just don't know. You don't know the connections that you have, the connections you're going to make, differences that you can make by alliances and... So we'll do everything we can to help them out. Let's go ahead and cut this one short, and we'll do headlines on the other side. 349 DGS. We were still talking about Christina on the break, and Race brought up me volunteering with No One Dies Alone. So I thought it would be sweet if I asked Nick to volunteer with me, and I'll go alone, like if someone's transitioning and they need someone to sit with them, I'll go. But we're going to try and do it as a father and son team. And Nick being Nick goes, let's just hope that no one dies listening to a nerdy father and son talk about what if the Gorn from Star Trek are Amish. Just he and I riffing our stupid jokes.
Hey, who knows? That might be somebody's dream.
Yeah. We'll have to be careful of it. That's our default setting.
Yeah.
You get the two of us together. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right. According to a new study, published in the British Journal of Health Psychology. Just 10 minutes of mindfulness per day can reduce depression by 19%.
So 5 seconds of not fighting, 10 minutes of mindfulness.
Yeah, 5 seconds pause before you respond is going to reduce the aggression in the arguments you have with your significant other. Just 10 minutes of mindfulness can reduce depression by almost 20%. It can improve your well-being by 6.9%, decrease your anxiety by 12.6%. Your attitudes to health can even get more positive by 7% over the controlled group, and behavioral intentions to look after health increased by 6%.
And mindfulness is where you obsess over all of the problems that you have.
Exactly.
And all of your issues and worries.
Not quite.
And it takes up your whole mind. That's why your mind is full of all of these problems.
It's all of the nests. It's full of the nests.
Well, they call it
mindfulness. This isn't good news for any of us because I'm in no ivory tower in this. But I saw an article today on Drudge that food drives mood. And so what if you're eating bad food and you're not feeling well, it's more than just like, well, you know, junk food. Like, it really dictates how you feel.
Now, when you say bad, do you mean like taste bad?
Hot dogs.
Because I don't eat anything that tastes bad.
It means hot dogs.
Everything I eat tastes great.
Hey, speaking of food, this is so sad. Red Lobster is closing even more restaurants. 23 will be permanently closed by the end of August, making more than 120 total locations that closed this year.
That was kind of your ride or die place.
I love Red Lobster.
Remember you and your mom going to All You Can Eat Shrimp?
Oh, yeah. We're still going. It's in my future as well if they don't close down all the locations.
Well, I'm telling you, they are all going to be gone within a couple of years.
Don't say that.
Because of that land deal that they got stuck in where that company bought the land that they owned and is leasing it back to them more than they can afford, they're all going to be gone. It's just a matter of time.
Well,
he has spoken.
I know. I'm like, I can't argue with that.
Damn, that was pretty authoritative sounding,
too. Everybody go
He's
get
never
this.
Been more sure of anything in his life.
We're all like, welp.
Everybody go get as much endless shrimp as you can.
Guess that's happening.
The National Park Service received a record donation, $100 million. It's a gift from Lilly Endowment, Inc. Foundation, the largest donation ever made to the National Park Service. It'll go towards improvements to more than 400 national park sites.
Sweet.
Yeah, pretty
nice.
Cool. Let's see. I want to keep headlines light. That's not light. It's five people getting electrocuted in the pool. Not great. Let's see. Subway is meeting fans in the middle and offering all of their footlongs for $6.99. We didn't talk about this on Friday, did we?
No. No.
So everyone wants the $5 footlongs back. Like, let's be realistic. That's probably never going to happen. But they won't be $14 like they were in some markets starting August 26th. I believe that's today. The chain says that all footlongs will cost $6.99. This now puts Subway in the same group as McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Taco Bell, and more, trying to win
Fair
us
enough.
Back with value.
I thought it was funny the phrasing of the story was fans. Like,
well,
I don't think
Subway
anybody's
fans.
Really a fan. I think you're a customer. We eat there, but I don't think I'm a fan of any particular sandwich place.
You're right. I didn't even think about that. I'm like, oh, yes, no, Subway fans.
I'm going to get my Subway jersey. Which sandwich should I get on the back?
What does it say about me that I'm like, yeah, that's me. I'm a Subway fan.
Yeah, Subway. Number one Subway fan.
Subway fan, Arby's fan, McDonald's fan, Burger King fan, sure.
And one more story here. Uber is to begin offering self-driving cars. They will partner with the self-driving car startup Cruise LLC, owned by General Motors, to begin offering self-driving vehicles starting next year.
I'd rather be in a self-driving car than with Michael Kelly, but that's probably...
He wasn't that bad, was he?
Oh, I was terrified.
I mean, we only had a short ride with all of us in the car, but was it worse than...
It's so much worse than that.
Because, yeah, that one wasn't bad at all.
What was he doing? What was the worst thing he did?
It was like the mine train where it made Amy pass out.
Yeah.
Dick,
I was in the back seat, and there was a whole lot of hitting both sides.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.